whatever may be your birth sign, we are not on the same scene. Although we are both the same breed, together we're truly black power. Learning to trust by the hour. Loving our women now more. Respecting what black is now for. And we've got love. I'm glad we both think it's now time to really show what we can do. Improving the pride is now true. At last we've outgrown on the tongue. Devoted more time in the sun. Showing our own the new pride that makes us feel all good inside. And we've got
wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date, Sunday, September the 21st, 2014. Thank you, Brother Curtis Mayfield, for beautiful brother of mine. We got love, sisters and brothers. We have to see each other as sisters and brothers and have love for one another. So this voice, sisters and brothers, this first voice, this chief voice, is going to give John understanding of the science of the heavens. The door is open. The feminine is open. We are moving through the vaginal tract to get to the womb of the universe, to understand the science of masculine and feminine and the science of life, so that we may produce life and have life for each other. We're entering into the dark womb. We're entering into dark matter, melanin of the universe. We're entering into that blackness, that darkness that Moses went in to receive the word of the Almighty, when his face was so bright, showing you the science of the sun, showing you the science of Christos, Christ, solar energy, solar power, the science of Lord Shiva, the science of Ra, the science of the Aton sun disk, the science of Atum, the ancients referred to this power, the science that Democritus in 5th century BC went to Africa and came up with the concept of Atomos after studying the Atum. The same science that we get in the Catholic Eucharist called the monstrance, the wafer in the middle of a ring of fire, Lord Shiva dancing under a ring of fire. This is the power of the dark matter. This is the power of Christ. This is the power of Ra. This is the power of solar energy. When we tap into this energy in the new world, when we tap into this science in the new world and understand this power is within us to crush old decaying civilization that is based on death, we crush that. We are Christ. We are Lord Shiva. We are dancing the dance of the cosmos. We are doing away with the old institutions, doing away with the old systems. We are in the womb of the universe. We are in the door, the vestibule, the passageway, the hallway, the entryway into the science of the universe. And we are coming to understand now. The first voice, the word voice, is phoné. 5456, Greek size Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. This word is a feminine noun. See how we have to get in tune with the feminine and get in tune with the masculine. So the feminine voice is speaking, sisters and brothers. The door is feminine. The word heaven in this case is masculine. And the word voice is feminine. So off the bat, we ask ourselves, if Hillary Clinton were to run for president for, I think, 2016, does she speak with the feminine voice? Or does she speak with a voice given to her by the wicked ruling class and families? She also is with those who support Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, Boko Haram, ISIL, ISIS. She is a warmonger. She will have you in warfare and bloodshed as quick or quicker than Barack Obama. So we want to really listen to the real feminine voice and understand the science. Understand all coming out of the waters of Noom, womb of Nonet, coming from a peaceful state, a tranquil reality. Then we understand the waves is energy. The waves are energy. Some say string theory. The Africans said waves, teaching us of energy, teaching us of energy, teaching us of motion. But then there's chaos now, because watch this. We have the zero, peaceful, tranquil, but that 1 through 9 is action. And there's the potential for imperfection in the 1 through 9, not the zero, not the original birthplace, but in action, in movement, there is now potential for disorder. And so because the disorder in the 1 through 9, we have to now, in this 1 through 9, work for order, work to bring order. So we understand the mind of Ptah, the mind to think and analyze. Understand why there is disorder. Understand what is actually going on so we can give birth to the solution to the problem. Now comes the Christ. Now comes Atum. Atum, Christ, Ra, is born out of the mind of Ptah, is the express image of the Almighty represented by Ptah, the earth mound. And so the word in flesh, the word is the neutron in the atom. The word is aided by the proton in the nuclei and the electron outside of the nuclei to give flesh and give life to the word in the material universe. See, that word, that voice, the voice here is feminine. So the voice produces the word. The word is in the voice. The voice is the mechanism by which the word is delivered. Are we seeing a little bit deeper into how this works? That Ptah is masculine, but Ptah works on masculine and feminine, and then the voice of Ptah, the actual voice, vocal cord, is seen here as feminine, and then the actual word that comes out of the voice is the neutron, which is masculine and feminine. So the voice, the sound, the tone, these are the definitions of the word voice. The first voice is feminine. The first voice this feminine voice that gives us a sound, a tone. Inanimate things, musical instruments, the voice, the sound of uttered words. So you have the words, but the sound of the words, the voice that gives the sound of the words. Then you have in the definition, speech of a language or a tongue. So we are understanding even more concerning how the Almighty operates, beginning from the waters, moving to the waves, energy, moving to now the mind to understand all, and then moving to the voice that utters the word, and the word, the hypostatic word of Yahuwah, hypostatic word meaning that word that sustains and upholds the universe, like the blood in the body sustains and upholds life in the body, the word is the same. And the word is you, the word is me, the word is every facet of the universe. The word is the sperm, the word is the neutron, the word is the semen. All of this is righteous and holy. The word is the poto seed spoken of by the Dagon. And the poto seed was described as masculine and feminine, because the sperm from the man has the potential to be masculine and or feminine. And every masculine has feminine inside the masculine. And every feminine has the masculine inside the feminine. We all have masculine and feminine traits, attributes, and characteristics. So that voice is seen as feminine. The musical instrument is seen, I'm assuming, as masculine. But the actual voice that gives the sound is seen as feminine. And so we understand how the universe works to bring into physical manifestation a hidden and unseen reality. Oh, I love to understand better how the universe works. So now the root of that word is phino, a verb, 5316. Watch this, sisters and brothers. I'm so glad that I went to the etymological root, oh my God, of this word that we were looking at, that is voice, phono. The etymological root is this word.
Strong's G, 5316, phino, phino.
On the Greek side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, 5316, this word is a verb, and it is defined as to bring forth into the light, to cause to shine, to shed light. So we're looking at the mechanism scientifically of how to bring forth into the light. See? Waters of Noon, womb of Narnet, the waters in the womb, black waters, dark waters, black womb, dark womb, triple darkness. Then you have Hah and Hahet. Hah is masculine, is infinity, is boundless. So in the waters are all of these characteristics. And then Hahet is feminine, and she is finite and the boundary and the barrier. So you have this duality in the universe, that which is boundless, that which has boundary, that which is infinite, that which is finite. So time infinite and time finite. Then you have Cuck and Coquette, and Cuck is darkness, masculine. Coquette is light, and so the light is feminine, and the darkness is masculine, and the light shines out of the darkness, the scripture teaches us. I believe that's 2 Corinthians somewhere, writings of Paul. Darkness is dark matter, dark reality, melanin of the universe that causes the light to shine, causes the universe to function as the universe should function, and melanin in our physical structure, in our eyes, in our ears, in our tongue, in our nose, the melanin in our structure causes all of our five senses to behave as they should behave. Then you have Amun and Amonet. These are the etymological root words of your word amen that we say universally all over, no matter the religion. Amun is hidden, masculine. Amonet is revealed, feminine. The feminine power reveals that which was hidden. If you just think of the process of birth, that which is inside the male organ is inside darkness. No matter the color of the man, black, brown, red, yellow, or white. The organ, if you look inside the male organ called the phallus, called the penis, darkness, no light. But the sperm itself has light in it. Okay? That sperm that has light is emitted into the dark womb of the woman, the feminine, the mother. No matter the color of the woman, black, brown, red, yellow, or white. That womb took inside of herself that sperm that came out of the darkness of the phallus, the penis of the masculine, the male, the man, the father. All of this is done in darkness. The phallus enters into the womb, the vaginal tract, the consummation takes place, the sex act, the act of procreation. All of this is taking place in darkness. The phallus is dark inside the phallus. The vaginal tract is dark. The womb is darkness. The sperm is emitted into darkness. You have darkness and light interplaying with one another. How so? You have hidden and revealed interplaying with one another. How so? Continue to think of that now. That which was hidden in the darkness is now revealed into the light. Hidden Amun, darkness Cuck, revealed Amonet, light Coquette. So now the birth process to bring forth into the light. So now the voice is operating on behalf of the mind. We do not know what's in the mind until the person acts out what's in the mind or speaks that which was in the mind. So the voice is that mechanism that brings forth into the light, that gives birth to that which was in the mind, so that we now understand the thinking and see the thinking process personified in physical reality. to cause to shine. This etymological root of the word voice, that is a verb, causes to shine, the cause for the shine. Shed light. See, we speak weekly about what is going on in the system. We speak about current affairs. Yes, we do. Because we want to shed light on current affairs. We want that the people begin to turn off the voice of the wicked and the voice of the media and the voice of the CIA and the voice of the Obama administration, Bush administration, whatever administration that is not the voice of the Almighty. We want to turn that voice off. The word voice is still feminine, and the verb is still in operation, but that is the feminine misused and abused. We want to hear the feminine voice used properly to shed light, not to cover with darkness. And that word darkness is not evil. It only means you can't see what's going on. See, the birth process is to bring forth into the light, not take from the light and push back into the darkness. Did not we hear the conversation between Yahushua Jesus and Nicodemus? When Jesus, Yahushua, said, you must be born again. You must be brought forth into the light again. And then Nicodemus, who was supposed to be a teacher to the people, says, well, how can I do that? Do I have to go back into the womb of my mother again? And Yahushua says something to the effect of, how is it that you are a teacher of the people and you don't understand this science that we are teaching right now? This is what Yahushua taught the people. This is what the Yahushua people, the Yahushua movement, was teaching: how to bring forth into the light, how to be born again, how to come out of that original womb, how to come out of the womb constructed by the system, in that rather than bring into the light, they push you into the darkness, keeping you in a womb, never to be born, never to come into the light, but staying in the womb of darkness, having reality obscured, having sight impeded by the darkness. But the process is come out of the darkness into the light, the natural process of birth. Darkness is not evil, but the womb that we come out of into the light, the womb that reveals into the light that which was hidden in the darkness. The system does it in reverse. They go from light into darkness, having us go from light backward into the darkness of the womb. Improper. Yahushua says, born again, be brought forth from the darkness into the light, cause to shine, shed light on current affairs, shed light on circumstances. This word, phaino, also is defined as to shine, to be bright, to be resplendent. This is not teaching that darkness is evil, but this is teaching that the proper use of darkness, the proper use of the dark womb, gives birth to the light, gives birth into the light. And we uncover that which was hidden so that we may shed light on a situation. Let's go ahead and take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.